Christians are reaching out to millions of flood victims in Africa. Malawi sees a new harvest, and Pakistan's quake survivors yield to new hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Flooding in West and East Africa is affecting hundreds of thousands, and World Vision is helping. World Vision's disaster operations specialist, Rose Camus, says,
"The flooding that we're seeing now, Greg, is the worst that we've seen in 30 years. And what makes it so bad is because it's actually causing some epidemics of diseases, malaria and diarrhea, and it's really getting bad right now."
The flooding has affected 21 countries and at least 1.5 million people. She says some water supplies have been contaminated by the flooding, making the situation even worse. She says many child sponsorship programs have been affected. However, Camus says God is working through them.
"Every time they go to provide the support, we do that with the love of Jesus, and we see ourselves as the hands and feet of Jesus. And so through the support that we give to people, people are able to see the love of God, and they're able to think about how God loves them."
Funding is needed. Go to our website. Elsewhere, after years of food shortages caused by drought, Malawi is enjoying two consecutive good harvests. The government is selling part of their excess bounty to Zimbabwe. The relief at the end of Malawi's long crisis may be fueling an openness to the gospel. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says ministry is growing fast.
"Last campaign, there were about close to 600 people who responded by faith to Christ. In the villages where we have contacts, we incorporate these people into those, what we call preaching points, until there's a pastor and there's an organized church board and so forth."
Since many church leaders can't be full-time students at a Bible institute, Minton says that they're developing a different way of training them.
"We do have module classes that we bring in elders. In August, we had 20 men in that were trained for 2 weeks, and every 2-3 months we do that to have Bible teaching centers where we go in and teach elders to prepare them to at least lead those churches."
You're listening to Mission Network News. In 2005, a major quake rocked Pakistan. 2 years later, less than 25% of the survivors have permanent housing. Many didn't receive full payments from the government and have resorted to building temporary stone houses. Trained by the Southern Baptists, the Nationals will continue to carry out relief and development efforts. As a result of their compassion, they're also able to share the hope of the gospel with survivors. Pray that hearts respond to the love of Christ. Next, concerns about Guatemala's adoption system led to a suspension of adoptions to the United States effective January 1st. According to Bethany Christian Services, that means no adoptions in progress will be allowed to continue. The adoption situation in Guatemala is volatile and unpredictable. Be praying for Bethany Christian Services team as they navigate any possible solutions. Bethany works to exemplify the hope and love of Christ through their family services. And one God night after another sums up Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Summer of Hope. With On Eagle's Wings teams in the U.S. and Northern Canada, they met much opposition but even greater success. In Native American tribes where missionaries had been chased out before, Ron Hutchcraft says they're now
a regional network of youth ministries being born. So the miracle that began in the Summer of Hope is continuing, and we believe could change a generation and make perhaps this generation, the Jesus generation, among their people.
Hutchcraft says the success of youth bringing other young people to Christ demonstrates a basic truth about evangelism.
Teachers will listen to teachers, and soccer players will listen to soccer players, and the people who are in the best position, the most powerful position to help other people go to heaven, are everyday Christians. And these young people that God has used in Native America to reach maybe the hardest of the hard to reach on this continent, they're everyday people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's the story of a man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.